He's the one, the only, Perry Seibert with the Michigan Movie Critics Guild on the Lucy Ann Land Show each week for 28 years now. Perry, welcome back to 1290 WLBY. Today's movie is Frankenstein. How many adaptations of Frankenstein do we have out there?
We have a lot of them, Lucy Ann, but this is from director Guillermo del Toro, who has spent more time thinking about and analyzing and understanding why we are drawn to monsters than any other filmmaker ever.
My maker told his tale, and I will tell you mine. I remember pieces, memories of different men. Then I saw it, your name. Victor Frankenstein.
Okay, it's setting us up there. I love the part when he talks about the pieces and you see an eyeball going into a skull.
Yes, Del Toro does love his practical special effects, very much so. Yes, this is, like I said, this is the new film from Guillermo del Toro, a former Best Director winner and director of the Best Picture winner, The Shape of Water, a man who has made monsters for much of his film career and has thought about them and analyzed them and thought about all the ways of why we make them and why we're fascinated by them. And this is his take on Frankenstein, sort of the granddaddy of all monster movies, right? A story that is at its heart about the responsibility of creation, which is something that ties in real well with one of Del Toro's other themes, which is Catholicism. Del Toro can't get away from his Catholic upbringing and doesn't want to. And it comes out in his art. And yes, I am calling it art. Del Toro is fun for me to talk about because I don't share his obsessions in the slightest. And yet I respect what he does so much. Nobody thinks about this stuff as much as he does or thinks as deeply as he does about this. And so he's taken this story about creation and the responsibility of a creator to the created, and it takes it in a different direction than Mary Shelley does in the original book, in a different way than I've seen it handled in any of the other Frankenstein movies I've seen. Not that I've seen them all, but it stars the absolutely wonderful Oscar Isaac as the Baron Victor Frankenstein. Stein. Sorry, too much young Frankenstein in my life. I can't help it. Who is obsessed with creating life, creating a body out of spare parts. And Jacob Elordi, who is a lot very well known to those under the age of 25 who might be listening, Lucienne, but a young actor who's gotten a lot of acclaim in the last few years, as the creature, an unrecognizable Jacob Elordi. I'll give him that. I would not have known this was Jacob Elordi.
Is that his voice? Because it's wonderful.
It's heavily processed, is my guess. I mean, I'm assuming he put a voice on, but I am also thinking they did a lot of effects to it afterwards.
It's
to
good.
Get the level of deepness that they get is, I don't think that's human. Mm. I think that's created. Lucien, it's set in a very easy sort of two-act structure. You get a setup to let you know where you are. It starts up in the far north, I believe is what it's called, or the northernmost point. I forget how they refer to it in the movie. It's kind of great. It's a ship, I believe they're Norwegian, maybe Swedish, who are stranded in the ice, and they see the monster after rescuing who they find out is Victor Frankenstein from Frankenstein from the ice. And then we get an hour and a half about Victor's backstory, and then we get an hour of the monster's backstory.
that's interesting.
It is. It's a great setup. It is like my biggest problem with most Del Toro is, Lucienne, this is a 2.5 hour movie that would really fit in a 90-minute movie, and I kind of wish it did. But here's the thing. Del Toro is a craftsman. he makes beautiful pictures, Lucien. He knows how to make something that is physically beautiful, which is another reason that he's not a horror director. He's a monster movie director. There's a difference. He actually makes movies about monsters. Sure, he can scare when he needs to, but that's not what this is about. He understands both gothic storytelling and gothic design. His movies are a pleasure to look at, and this is among those. And so what I found is that I got the hour and a half with the doctor is the part that kind of drags for me. It's like, I kind of seen this. I kind of know where this is going. This is not new, and it's beautiful. I don't dislike it, but I'm like, whoa, I expected more out of you. And that more comes during that hour that we really focus on the monster, because that's really where Del Toro's heart lies. He's interested in the other.
So does this answer the question about creation in a way that's different?
Yes. Than the other Frankenstein movies? Absolutely.
How
yes.
so? Can you, without giving well, anything to, away?
To get into that, I don't feel I can do that without giving something okay. away. But it gets at, if I told you that it gets closer to being a father-son story than the typical mad scientist movie.
Okay.
That might give you an idea of what we're
it
talking
does,
about
actually.
Here without spoiling too much. Okay. And I hope you can hear in that the religious undertones
yes.
that are
yes.
at play.
Uh-huh.
And again, Del Toro's not he's not an intellectual about this. He's just thought about it and can present this in really interesting ways. He's found a different way to tell this story, which tickles him. And that's what I've loved about a lot of his late work, especially his animated Pinocchio a few years ago is fantastic. Yeah. Cause he figured out a way to put Pinocchio in a setting, in a political setting that was very, interesting,
mm-hmm.
An interesting way to tell that story about someone who lies all the time. I love Shape of Water, the film that won him his Best Director Oscar and won the Best Picture Oscar. It's a great take on Creature from the Black Lagoon. And again, even saying that it sounds dismissive, and that's not what this is at all. He's not stealing. He's saying this is a really great idea, and I can tell a different story using this way, in a way that will honor those who love these original stories and monsters, but in a way that might make you think about this a little differently in the ways I've thought about it, which is great. That's why I really love Del Toro's, even if I don't like him, I love him. I'm glad he worked. I'm glad he's making movies. I'm glad someone that creative has figured out how to really truly make something new out of this, not just in a way to keep a brand alive, but because these characters get at such elemental horrific elements and scares within us that we keep going back to them. That's
yeah.
the reason we keep making these Frankenstein. We think, oh, God, what is that like to create life? What does that mean? What is the responsibility there? That's why Frankenstein lives on and on.
Mm.
And that's, you know, credit to Del Toro, like I said, for finding a totally new take on it.
We're talking with Perry Seibert from the Michigan Movie Critics Guild about the movie Frankenstein. Where can people see this now?
Frankenstein got its brief limited theatrical run a few weeks ago and is now on Netflix. This is what Netflix does. They put out all their awards bait, gets about a 2-week run in theaters, very limited, and then finally hits the platform. It is there now.
So what I love just looking at the trailer, besides his voice on here, was the scenery. It seems it's rather dark, but it's deep. It's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Del Toro, like I said, makes beautiful looking movies.
Yeah.
He did a remake of Nightmare Alley, which is really sort of a half remake of the movie and sort of a new take on, not a new take, but a redo of the book that it's based on. Nightmare Alley is one of the all-time strangest and darkest film noirs ever made. The story is emotionally brutal. And he made this great movie out of it that, like I said, with this one, is an hour longer than it needs to be. And is sort of the wrong look and feel for the movie.
Hmm.
And yet I understand what drew him to it and why it works on its own. Like it's not a bad movie at all. I like his version of Nightmare Alley. It just doesn't take away from the original novel or from the original black and white noirish movie made in 1946. If you've never seen those, it's a story about a human who becomes a monster. It's about the monster within a guy who's trying to run away from that monster, and he's going to circle back to it because he can't help himself. He's a monster. And that is, like I said, that's part of the, that's what's going on here. This is a very arty movie, not in the sense that it won't be appealing to everybody. I mean, he wants you to know this is something serious. It is not, it's not a horror film. He doesn't really make horror films, truth be told. He has other things on his mind than just scaring you. And this movie is creepy in parts. There's a couple of good jump scares. My only real complaint, other than the length, Luciana, is there's a lot of really crappily done CGI animals, which sort of ruined a lot of the effects for me.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, come on. No, Del Toro was always into practical effects, and it looks lousy. It's these things that look – they break the physics, where you've spent so much time caring to make this creature made out of human spare parts look like that, and you've succeeded. I was like, oh, that's a junky-looking fake mouse there. I don't, that wolf doesn't scare me because it doesn't look as real as this monster does.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. Hmm. But and again – really, that's nitpicking. I'm not complaining loudly about this by any means. Because, like I said, he's fashioned such a great take. It is worth that hour and a half to get to the last two-fifths of this movie, which really do bring it home in a way that I had not seen before, and in a way that is that might make you love monsters as much as Del Toro does.
Well, anytime that you show the heart of something, the soul of something, especially something that you don't consider being real traditionally, you fall in love with that because it takes on humanistic characteristics and you feel for that thing that you've been watching, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you are sympathetic to this to this creature from the beginning. It's really, he's a creature. That's even better, more so than a monster. It's mm-hmm. a creature movie. Yes, he, Del Toro is very aware of that the creature, who is how he's referred to throughout the movie, is the sympathetic figure in the movie. Victor's the monster. That's clear from the get-go. But it gets to an interesting place where the monster is even allowed both the monster and the creature are allowed humanity. Yeah. And that's in a really great way, in a way that really does pay off the overly long setup that you have to get through.
All right. You can catch Frankenstein on Netflix. A great review today by our Perry Seibert with the Michigan Movie Critics Guild. On the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.